So, Gage, if you were to walk into a room with 100 dicks in it, how many would you choke on?
Zero.
I knew you were a professional.
He's real disappointed. That was just as good as last night when you told me what you were saying.
Hello and welcome to the Skeptic and Believer podcast.
He just good at
literally broadcasting from hell. Fuck you.
Sitting next to the gorgeous flea, who is shoving her face with a with a muffin sandwich.
You can hear the crunching. I'm sorry.
We've got beet red Stan over here because I just made a fool out of him.
Fuck you.
It's almost as bad as in the kitchen when we were making the food.
And the glorious witch. I'm Stitch. Let's get into this thing. What are we talking about today, guys?
Flat Earth. I beat you to it.
And how the world is round.
The globe.
It's a bouncy ball.
No, we're on a flat disc hurtling through space.
Oh, no, space isn't real. We're on a fucking pool table for aliens.
No, you know we're on a ball.
And we're the number eight ball.
Oh. We're on a beach ball right now. You also, we could be on a cube. There's a cube theory out there.
Mm-hmm. What about the triangle pyramid?
Oh yeah, there is a pyramid triangle too. That would explain
if we're gonna go with the square theory, that means we're riding around on a giant turtle.
Well, I wouldn't be opposed.
I like turtles.
Hey, turtle.
Turtles are two.
What, am I not turtle enough for the turtle club?
So let's get in. What is the flat earth theory? Who knows?
Well, it's the theory that the earth is flat.
No shit.
Should have worded your question better.
Yeah, Katie.
Your wording was wrong.
Whatever. I'm not good at this. Someone else word it.
Okay.
I'll answer it.
So, there's people, maybe in this room, maybe not, who knows, maybe we'll find out, that think that we are not on a round ball, marble, globe, that the earth is a flat plane. It has an edge. That's basically.
That's a flat earth thing.
Kind of.
Okay, well then let's see. Members, I got this, and this is from, trying to find my thing. It was from are flat earthers and what they believe and why. I believe is where this is from, but it says members of the Flat Earth Society claim to believe the earth is flat. Walking around on the planet's surface, it looks like and feels flat, so they deem all evidence to the contrary, such as satellite photos of earth as a sphere, to be fabrications of a round earth conspiracy orchestrated by NASA and other government agencies. Some facts of the flat earth, the belief that the earth is flat has been described as the ultimate conspiracy theory. According to the Flat Earth Society's leadership, it ranks have grown by 200 people, mostly Americans and Britons, per year since 2009. Let's see. I'm trying to just find, like, yeah, that's that. So you said that this belief came out in, no, you just said it's been growing in rank since 2009.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to break it to all of you, but it's all because of the Jews.
No, the Freemasons and then the Jews.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's because that's what I believe.
Prove it.
Tell us why.
Because it's flat. That's why.
But why is it flat?
Why is it flat?
Because it is.
But
well, if the earth is flat, then explain mountains. Because mountains aren't flat.
Sure they are.
Well, when you draw a line, even if you draw a flat line on the paper, you can still draw it up and have like a little hill in there.
Yeah, but if you walk
just the same as this cup is sitting on that table.
You walk out the door. There's no way that's flat. Okay. It goes like this.
But the tectonic plates still move up and down and shift earth up and down, whether it's flat or on a sphere. There's still things in the ground moving everything all around. That's
okay,
what causes
mountains. But wouldn't that mean that the edge of the earth is always expanding and contracting then?
No, there's an ice wall at the end of the Earth. You can't get past the ice wall.
Mm-hmm. Tectonic movement underneath would be bashing against the ice wall, which would eventually crack it.
Yeah, but this ice wall is so thick.
Which then the whole technical flat Earth would fall apart because the tectonic plates essentially
hold it together. That's why it's a cube.
It holds it together.
It's a cube.
That's exactly what I said here, guys. It's a cube. Cube theory.
All right. Well.
No, it's flat, and I can tell you why. Let's see. Let me find it. You guys can go on. Let me find this.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that you think it's flat, because how, if it was flat, why would we have day and then night? Like, that would have to be caused by a rotation of something. It's not like this.
Yeah, no, it's not a
rotation.
Yeah,
the rotation of
the
Earth and, or the, not the, the Earth, it's the Sun and the Moon.
So it's a tilt, not a rotation.
Yeah, it just tilts. The Moon and Sun stays in the same place and it just tilts one way or the other.
But if you place a CD on a flat surface and give it a little, like, pivot that it can pivot one side or another,
it'd be dark.
But it doesn't just tilt, it'll fall. So.
No, not by. No.
Okay, and if it does that, then why doesn't everything just shift?
Yeah.
Because, then. What? This table would never stay. It would pitch one way during the day and then the opposite way during the night.
Yeah, because if we're tilting with day and night, we would always be moving.
It's because of gravity.
Gravity's not real.
Yeah.
Gravity is real.
No.
Nope, gravity's
not
real.
Not.
No, the Earth does not have enough buoyancy, and the density is greater of objects, and that is why they fall and don't float. It all has to do with density, not gravity.
That's why paper falls at the same rate that a 10,000-pound rock does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because gravity is not real. It's
There's all about no density. Such thing as gravity. It's
you
all
guys are liars.
About density.
Okay, but let's go with your theory that gravity is real. So is gravity just holding this disc in above what? Okay, what's underneath us? What's underneath our disc that we're on?
Nothing.
Well,
it's just dirt.
What's keeping
the
dirt
there?
Okay,
so what's keeping the dirt there, and what makes the a compass work if the Earth is flat?
Oh, magnets do.
Magnet.
But if the Earth is flat, the things that are the technical magnet would be lava.
But if you don't
And if it's flat, then there would be no lava.
You wouldn't have any true north, south, east, and west either.
Yeah.
No,
but
that's magma.
No, if magnets are holding this plane here as it is, wouldn't that affect like planes and rockets and...
Rockets are fake.
Well, and satellites, because... Okay.
Satellites are
fake.
Okay, but planes instruments work based on magnetic poles.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Bullshit.
Nope.
Okay. Anyways,
there's magnets on the hole around this circle, or not the circle. I'm sorry.
It's
this
a cube.
Disc. No, it's flat. This plate that we're sitting on.
We are a square on the back of
not.
A turtle.
No.
Yes.
No.
We are a square on a turtle.
Or, hear me out here, this might blow your guys' mind. We're on a ball that is rotating at about 1,000 miles an hour. Therefore, it generates, inertia. You combine that with the magnetic pole of the north and south, but keep your fucking mouth shut. That at the north and south pole, that gives a magnetic force that creates everything that we know.
Lies.
Okay, I can't get with that because I'm also judging by your whole day and night sort of explanation of the tilt. That doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just the government changing the scenery of our dome above us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then that would
why would the government
do
that?
And how the hell did the government get a big glass dome over this flat Earth without any of us knowing?
Well, according to Katie, it's only a disc.
It was God.
So how
God
does
created
it,
the dome.
Yeah,
but a CD reflects, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, a CD's reflection.
That depends. No. That depends.
On what?
A CD, when it's first made, until the backing is put on it, is technically clear.
God damn it, that's as well technically. Shit. Blew that one out of the water, you fucker.
Okay, but still, it would still have a reflection. If we're a disc, and we obviously don't tilt, because even we wouldn't...
If we are flat,
we would eventually fall one way or the other.
Yeah.
Because what's holding the tilt? Like you say, Katie, you say we're tilting left to right or whatever. Okay. Well, eventually, what if there's like 10,000 people on one side of the edge of almost to the edge of this disc, but only 5,000 on the other side, and they're kids? isn't all the weight of all the people on the left side gonna tilt it over?
Nope. Stars are holding us.
Stars?
No.
Dude.
Then that would be considered a gravitational pull.
No.
Nope.
Stars are part of the dome theory. They put stars up in the sky when they change it for
us. So now we're going off of the whole theory that now there's gigantic cables coming from the dome.
Yep. I think
it's a sim.
No, stars aren't real. They're just holes in the container so we can breathe.
But why are they bright and shiny?
Yeah.
Because that's
because we're in a lab.
Then how come we can't see them during the day?
Because when people go home, the lights go out.
Okay, so why do they fall out of the sky?
They don't.
Well, then what? When you see a bright light moving and you see something fall from the sky, what is that?
Then what killed the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs aren't real.
Dinosaurs were real.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
Then what are fossils?
They're just planted by the government. That way we can go along with the idea that our world is billions of years old.
No. What about all the ones that are in all these layers of the flat earth that they find?
There is no layers.
Those were
in
pre-planted.
The flat earth. Yeah, there is.
And there's no layers.
No, they were strategically placed.
Now you're getting confused here. What and all those water lines that you see on like receding
those are,
water lines?
Those are, like I said, it's a flat disc. Or no, let me take it back. It's half a sphere. No, we're not a full sphere. We're half a sphere.
The whole waterline thing, it's just when they changed the ink in the 3D printer.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't let me finish. And the water that we fill, like, that was man-made, too. You can make water in a lab.
Yeah.
And they just put it everywhere.
Hydrogen.
And when it rains, they're basically just dumping, like, their waste that all they can't use. That's why we had that really gross brown rain a couple days ago.
Yeah.
No, true.
Because they were just dumping their waste. Because they were like, oh, we're done. We're full. Let's dump it. That's what rain is. That's why we have such inconsistent rainfalls.
Well, okay, then seasons. How do seasons work? Because we're a sphere.
There is no such thing as seasons.
No, seasons are real. It's just the circumference of the rotation of the sun expands and contracts throughout the tropics, and that's how you get your seasons.
Oh, yeah. But wait, if that's the case, how do they get the water to move then? Because in the tropics, aren't there like magnetic poles, and doesn't the moon help that magnetic pole to move the water one way or the other?
The moon and the sun have their own electromagnetic forces about them, and they pull and they push and repel against each other. That's what causes the tides.
So that Katie's theory that our disk is being held by magnets actually makes sense.
Yes.
Because if the moon is like the positive magnet,
it's a magnetic turtle.
And the magnets under our flat Earth are pushing against each other, that would cause the push and pull, positive and negative.
You. We're square and we're on the back of a turtle.
Yeah. Cubism. We're not a disk though.
I don't know. It's a sphere.
It makes more sense to be a cube.
We're a globe.
Because then at least there are four flat sides.
Why do you say we're a globe, though, Katie? Where's your proof?
Proof we're a globe because of NASA.
No.
NASA's bullshit. No,
NASA's bullshit. All those photos are freaking photoshopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, NASA is a ploy from the government. It's not real. Nope. And don't even get me started on SpaceX.
Yeah, seriously.
Because they're in on it, too.
We watched it last night. We watched this video, and we saw all of these fucking edits and how they edited the, what was it, the BN3?
So it was actually, it's Blue Origin's New Shepard.
Yeah, and we saw this video last night, and you can clearly see where all the edits are in this video that they just took from basically movie scenes or like CGI and put them in there.
Yeah, every time the camera changes positions, it's them editing.
There was even one point where you could see the Earth that was behind it in the top of the rocket. So it was clearly they messed up there with their edit because you could see the Earth that was behind the rocket that was going up where the top of the rocket should be instead of just all white.
Okay, well, like, okay, fine. Why it's a globe? It's the sailboats. They just disappear, right?
No.
So where do they go? So
no,
they just
don't.
Drop off the edge
they
of the Earth?
They just get out of your point of view.
Yeah,
you can't see that.
Get a telescope. Get a telescope and watch it.
You'll still be able to see it.
You walk away from the telescope, you won't be able to see it. You walk up to the telescope, you'll be able to see it.
It's because it gets out of your line of sight. Your vision can't see that far, so that's why it disappears.
So then where do they go? If the boats are going, do they just fall off the edge of the Earth when they get to the edge?
Nobody's
ever been to the edge.
Yeah, you can't get past the ice wall.
Oh.
So basically when they run into the ice wall, they just turn and come back the other way. But you can only move I think it's east to west. You can't move north to south.
Correct. Australia is not real.
Yeah. If you move east to west, you will all, if you continue going east as far as you can, you will end up right back where you started because it then brings you back west.
Wait, if Australia isn't...
So you're telling me the government lied to me about Australian barbecue?
Absolutely.
I was going to say, what about the Australian wildfire that killed so many animals?
That was monetary gain.
Yep.
They needed money to help.
Yep. All the donations it was funding.
Yep. And all the animals that it actually killed.
Well, kangaroos and koalas aren't real either. We need to clarify that.
I don't know. I've held a kangaroo before.
Simulation. It's the government. It wasn't actually a kangaroo.
We heard the story that he was punching the old folks, so they had to take him back to the wild.
I'm not kidding. He was a Joey when we held him, and then he got too big and was punching the old folks.
Yeah, so
they had to replant him.
Because they had him as the, like, animal for them, and then they had to get rid of it because he was punching the old people.
Okay, I just read this though, and it's starting, it makes a lot of sense. Like, so the idea that the earth was a sphere was all but settled by ancient Greek philosophers like Aristotle clear back in 384 to 382 BC. So he gained his empirical evidence after traveling to Egypt and seeing new constellations of stars.
Nope, he's not real. He's another government ploy.
Okay, then what about... go on.
No, you're good, Katie. Go.
Different stars are visible from different latitudes.
Nope. No, it's because of where you're sitting at in the Earth, the angle you see it at. So if you stand on the left side and somebody's on the right side, because of how you're looking up, you're seeing a different angle of that.
If we were to tape a picture to the ceiling of the studio here, from where you sit, where I sit, where Stan sits, and where Tasia sits, we'd all see, all four of us would see a different thing. That's why. Just because of where we are in relation to it.
Yeah, the angle that we're viewing it from.
Now, that has nothing to do with the fact of, you know, like, hemisphere, you know, things change depending on which hemisphere you're on.
Yeah.
You know.
There's no such thing as hemispheres. We're not a sphere.
No, we are a sphere.
No.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Okay, well, what about...
We are a basketball.
I can't say this name, but Eratosthenes.
Something, something, and something.
Flat earthers can't say big words, but it's okay.
Who says I'm a flat earther? I'm going with the cubism theory.
It's still flat on four sides.
Okay, but it's still a cube. It's not a disc.
Nope.
So, anyways, but also that this guy in the 3rd century, again, BC, before Christ, he was the first person to calculate the circumference of the earth. But circumference directly relates to a sphere or a circle. You can only get the circumference of something if it's a circle. So, that kind of makes me wonder if maybe it is a circle and I've been led to believe differently this whole time, because even Islamic scholars made further advanced measurements from the 9th century after, or sorry, AD and onward.
It has to be a sphere because sunsets and sunrises happen at different times.
But no, you can still have your glass sky, and that's why it's just a sim. They're gonna make it the orange and the red and the blue streak across the sky because that's what they can do. Same with dark, they just throw black across the sky.
No, we're flat.
Yeah, I know, and that's how they make sense.
It's a flat Earth, and the whole reason behind that is because Antarctica. No one wants to colonize Antarctica.
So,
because it's the outer edge. No one wants to get too close to the edge because they're too afraid they're going to fall off.
But why don't people just explore past that edge?
What did you do? What did you do? What did you do?
I found this article.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something with this recording. I was about to hit you.
And... I'm just going to read the title of this article, and you'll understand why I'm trying to figure out, why I'm struggling to figure out how to, like, bring this into how we've been going about this. But I plant trees for a living, but flat earthers tell me they don't exist.
I can't see them. I don't hold my glasses.
Well, they don't. Trees don't exist. They're all a figment of our imagination.
Yeah, they're part of that digital sim.
So there are no more real trees left, according to them. The trees we see are small, ERSATZ.
Where is it? Erats.
Here, I'll throw this up on the screen.
Erats, maybe?
Which word?
Ersatz.
Right here. Ersatz. Yeah, ersatz, versions of giant 20-mile-high trees that used to exist on Earth in ancient times. In short, the things we think are trees today are actually bushes. Huh?
I could get behind that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The idea was first floated, and this comes from QZ.com. The idea was first floated to a wide internet audience by a Crimean YouTuber, YouTube user back in 2016 with a video titled "There Are No Forests on Flat Earth, Wake Up." He got hundreds of thousands of views, and many spin-off versions have also been viewed hundreds of thousands of times. The original video is no longer available as the account has apparently been terminated. I wonder why. Oh, it's because they're in on it. YouTube's in on it.
Yeah, I know. That goes with the whole censorship we were talking about before.
Yeah. Now, the video... where did I go? The geological features we see today, such as the Devil's Tower Butte in Arizona, the Giant's Causeway basalt cliffs in Northern Ireland, the Uluru in Australia, Australia is not real, remember that,
nope,
are actually remains of these ancient trees. According to the video, a massive disaster destroyed most of the Earth's biosphere long ago, and with it, the ancient trees. What we call trees, quote-unquote, today are the puny remains of all that's left.
Remnants.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Video shows side-by-side shots of tree stumps that, with the geological features, asking viewers to spot the differences, which it then explains you can't, because the only difference is material and size.
Okay, Redwood Forest.
Yeah, I'm confused by this.
Because some of the biggest trees on this flat Earth are in the Redwood Forest.
It's a globe because of lunar eclipses and star patterns.
No.
A lunar eclipse is just simply something else. Another celestial body.
Yeah, it's when it's big. Some people can even say it's when Mars moves in front of our moon. So Mars is moving in front, which is causing that red glow that you see when eclipse happens.
Wait, so if the Earth's flat, then is Mars round?
Yes.
Yes, every other planet's round.
Oh. All the other planets are round. We're the only flat one.
Oh. Why?
But not only that.
No, we are. There's a sphere. We're just the disc that goes around the sphere, but we're not Saturn.
So we're like rings of Uranus?
So I knew the stripper once, and she got tired of me saying that she's getting her butthole bleached. She preferred the term changing her ringtone.
No. So we are a sphere, but we don't actually live on the sphere. We live on the discs around it.
So we live on the Halo. Rings of Uranus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll show you Uranus.
We're in Halo right now.
So then if I look up, why can't I see the other half of the ring? Because... Or do we live on the outer edge of the ring?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, but then if it's a ring, what is in the center?
The sun and the moon.
What, the center of what? So we've got the sphere, we've got this globe thingy holding the rings in place. And then when the globe moves, we move on these discs. Going around,
Okay, so what I'm gathering, correct me if I'm wrong, but that ice wall is not actually a wall. It's a circle that's in the middle of all these rings.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why we can't get past it, because the ice wall is a circle that we run into.
Exactly.
So we can only go around the rings. Yep. We can't go through the ice
wall. So when volcanoes, those come out of this little globe thingy, they just grow kind of like a pimple, and they just kind of explode like a pimple, and then they go away.
What about Hawaii?
Oh, Hawaii is just a little island they put in every now and then. Hawaii's floating below. Isn't on the globe. It's like in between all of us.
Oh,
in between the circles.
If we're on rings, and the Earth wall is a circle in the middle, how the hell do we have a Bermuda Triangle?
Ley lines.
Ley lines.
We don't have a Bermuda Triangle. It's something the government does to take people and put it. It's something that the government says there is, and they take the people so that they can experiment on them.
Is that why aliens don't come visit us?
Yes.
Nah, the aliens are just sitting back complaining us as pool balls.
They can't get through the globe.
We're on a gigantic.
Aliens are here.
We're on a goddamn fucking pool table, and they're playing pool with us.
Okay, so on space and that kind of thing, if we actually went to the moon. Because we didn't, but if we actually did, why is it that you can't see the lunar modules on the moon? Because we didn't land on the dark side of the moon. Well, there is no dark side to the moon.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Pink Floyd proved it.
Duh.
Gotta listen to them.
And Sinatra says he'll fly you to the moon, so...
My hair smells good.
Welcome to the conversation.
So I guess what we're saying here is that musical artists are the ones that put this stuff in our head, which makes sense because, I mean, with media being so big, that's how we find out all of our information. So it would only make sense that music can condition you one way or the other.
It is because YouTube, they're trying to take off that they took off everything that says the earth is flat.
So now
they don't want people to believe it.
So now I can't even trust musicians?
No. Nope.
What the...
No, no, no.
Hey, the other reason why there's no such thing as gravity is because for every gallon of water that's on flat Earth is 8.6 pounds. There are 6 trillion tons of water on Earth, but it cannot hold down a balloon in its atmosphere.
Density.
That's why there's no gravity.
Density.
And buoyancy. Your whole fact that we may be a bouncy ball? It might be true. I mean, buoyancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bouncy, bouncy, buoyancy. They're close enough words.
So humans have also never exited Earth's atmosphere. I hope you know that.
Oh, no. We've stayed inside the inner Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they left the rings?
Yeah. But that's all. They didn't actually go to space. They were just
able... We can leave the rings?
No, you can't.
Hmm.
You're not NASA. NASA only lies to us about what they do.
Yeah, because, you know, the purpose of NASA is to fake the concept of space travel to further America's militaristic dominance of space.
Yeah.
But, you know, granted, space isn't real. But so basically what that means is the entire existence of the United States Space Agency, NASA, is a big government cover-up, marred with lies, all aimed at pushing the country's agenda to be an undisputed leader's in all things.
Okay,
space.
So wait. There was that satellite train.
Nope.
So it was here. We're on a globe.
Satellites aren't real. Even though we watched Starlink go over our house, not real.
No, Katie, the satellite train we saw, that was one of the cable lines that are in the dome.
Oh, that's right.
It was
glitching
out. So we saw basically the electrical glitches of that because they were repairing it.
And NASA paid SpaceX to claim that they launched 60 satellites to cover up.
So how do we have a sphere if we're on rings?
Well, you said
yourself. How do we have a dome over us?
Because the ice wall that's in the middle of our rings. So the dome is basically a glass dome. It goes on one side of the rings and goes up over us.
Oh, I got you.
So the dome itself is a circle that covers the rings.
I forgot
about
that.
It's all the Hebrews' fault.
No, like I said, it's the Jews.
So NASA
Freemasons first.
Actually, so NASA in ancient Hebrew can also be spelled without its H. It's pronounced Nasha, and it means a great deception or to deceive. So NASA is just a big deceiver in the whole part of the government.
I know. And that's why SpaceX couldn't get, like, out of the tons of missiles they launched. That's why only, like, 5 or 6 of them were successful. Because they had to keep up the ruse that they were trying hard when they weren't.
So you do also know that the Earth is the center of our solar system, right?
No, it's not.
Of course.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
No, the Earth does not orbit the sun.
No,
yeah.
The sun orbits the Earth.
No. No. No, because the sun is not the center of our solar system. Our planet is.
Yeah, so the sun orbits the Earth because we are flat.
No.
It goes in a, like, off-angled...
Oh, that's right. The sun does orbit the Earth.
Ah,
I'm
told
sorry.
You.
I'm sorry. You're right. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Jeez. So,
you and your damn square Earth.
So, should we, take a little break real quick and then go a little bit more in depth as to why we're having this nonsensical argument between the four of us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can I do my daily facts?
Yep. Let's take a little break and we'll do it. So, okay. We'll be back. All right, Katie. What is your fact of the day?
Thought of the day. Well, the fun facts. So, the thought of the day, an idea is only as good as its execution. From Anonymous, Chewy, you stink like poop. Joke of the day, what is a house where?
Hold on, don't tell us yet.
What is a house where?
What is a house where?
It's roof.
No.
tree skirt.
No.
Siding.
No.
What does a tree wear?
What does a house wear? What does a house wear?
Lights.
A blouse.
No, no.
A light sweater.
What does a house wear?
Windows.
You ready for the answer?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Address.
Oh, that's fucking stupid.
Address. Random fact of the day, until 2015, it was illegal to dance in Japan after midnight.
So no dancing in the dark.
And then a journal entry idea for anybody. In 10 words or less, what would you choose to have written on a busy highway billboard seen by thousands of people a day?
The earth is not flat.
The earth is flat.
Okay, so...
The earth is a square.
Tasia?
Sorry, I missed the
billboard for thousands of people to see. What would you have written on it in 10 words or less?
Suck my dick.
Fuck all y'all.
So anyway, the reason why we've kind of been going back and forth bantering over whether the earth's flat, if it's round, is it a triangle, are we on a turtle, are we just in a container in a lab? I mean, there's numerous theories out there, but we're kind of changing things up to where we are going to do our months as themed, if you will. So we're going to pick a topic for a month, and that's what we're going to talk about. Then, you know, so on and so forth. So this month, it just kind of happens to be Flat Earth. So that's kind of where the direction that we're heading with things for February.
That so you change like this color.
Like I said, we're on a giant turtle.
Turtle.
That would explain why there's so many turtles in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason why we can't have straws anymore.
Hey, save the turtles.
Hashtag save the turtles.
Disco girl.
I'm sorry, but we live in Utah. There's no way in hell we should be using paper straws.
We don't.
Yes, you do. Mm-mm. Go to Costco.
Really?
Yes, Costco's to appease the people gone to paper straws.
Mm. Paper straw and a plastic wrapper.
No, it's actually a paper straw and a paper wrapper.
Oh, even better.
Thank you, Tom McDonald.
We will have a guest this month, though.
We will.
That is right.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're keeping the social distance, don't worry.
Yep, virtual. He lives in Canada, I think.
You Canadian.
Canadian. Canada, eh? So it's kind
of... That crazy Canuck.
Yeah, no shit. he done a whole lot of drugs in his life, based off of what I gather.
Too many shrooms and acid.
Molson.
And probably high amounts of Viagra and Vicodin.
Double V's.
Pitter patter, let's get at her. So, anyway, not to like take an all serious turn to all this, but seriously, like, why?
Don't give your position on it. Remember.
No, I'm not giving my position on it. But why do you think it's so heavily debated as to whether or not the Earth is round or not?
I think because
they need something to believe in.
Kind of. I think everyone is. We're humans. We're curious by nature, obviously. Everyone always needs to have the truth of something. They need to have the truth to be able to accept something. Now, since there's so many different truths out there, and what could be true for one person could be a lie for the other, that is why I think, just because people need the truth of something, and when there's no definitive, this is it, this is it, this is it, they then question it more and more, and that's how conspiracy theories come about.
Okay. So kind of like people just need something to believe in and they need to feel like they belong to something is kind of what you kind of like the same as like religions.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Katie, what do you think?
I think it's because people have to feel important and that's how they get their people being flat earthers, like some of us in this room, possibly.
Maybe.
Who knows? Get the attention that they want.
Okay.
I don't think there's
attention.
There's no real, like, there's no facts behind why someone would think the Earth is flat. That's that.
But it's also extremely simple to believe that the Earth is flat, though. It's easier, just based off of what we see in our day-to-day lives, it's easier to come to the conclusion that the Earth is flat.
No. The Earth is not flat.
Science is fake, so yeah.
No, it's a square.
Science is fake.
So, Gage, why do you think people argue the Earth is flat?
I think it's more just for the attention, like you were saying. It's not the fact that they don't have something to troll. Believe in. They just want to get their opinion out there, and they want to be heard, and they want to be believed because they may or may not have had or had not had something to believe in.
So you're kind something of approaching to believe in. It. So it sounds like the consensus we've all kind of came to the conclusion of so far is that it has to do with psychological, pretty much.
Their
cup was kind of dirty.
Their daddies didn't love them enough.
Oh, sad.
So they need attention from the internet. I do too. We all do. That's why we made a podcast, because we want attention from the internet.
Sure. Well, we want attention in a positive way, not a way that makes us look like total asses.
You know what? Let's face it. We all just want attention because we're all bored, attention-craved alcoholics over here.
Well, that is true. But that's also thanks to COVID.
You know what? I don't want to hear it.
I'm more like an iced coffee. Coffee.
The only two alcoholics in the room are...
Not even alcoholics. I don't got to be drunk to go to work. I got to be drunk to live with work.
Exactly. How many of those, how much of that Coors is gone from last night?
I don't know. A few.
More than a few.
Well, how many of those did you have, Gage?
1 1/4. He bitched out and fell asleep halfway through. Who falls asleep halfway through a beer?
I don't even who falls asleep on the floor like he did? I'm sorry, that did not look comfortable.
Hey, I was on the couch.
Yeah, I know, and he was on the floor, passed out in the most awkward position.
Should have took a picture, and then I could have explained it. Why were you in this position?
And of course, Quentin and I are up there studying our asses off while everyone else is sleeping.
You know, I did. I turned on some videos. I was being a part of it.
I know.
I was researching stuff on my computer.
Fucking liar.
Look at all the tabs open. You were
Look
updating.
At all of the tabs.
They're all the same thing.
No, they're not.
Really?
I was doing research.
Look
and
at
then
that blue icon.
Sleep.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 tabs that have the same little blue icon on the tab,
well,
meaning they're the same website.
It's in the same fucking browser, but they're all different search engines.
No, because then your other browser would be there. Why is that one red and all the others are blue? Oh, look, there's a black one. Oh, look, there's another red one.
These are all pages that I left open on separate pages, so I wouldn't have to go back.
But they're from the same website because they have the same icon.
Hey, Tej, I'm going to send this to your phone.
Because
I am
doing it through Microsoft Edge.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Katie?
I'm sending something to
you. Edge sucks.
Okay. Seriously, DuckDuckGo.
I have yet to download DuckDuckGo.
It works on Edge, Chrome, Mozilla. No, it doesn't work on Chrome. Yes, it does. It does work on Chrome.
Luckily, I don't have to use Microsoft Edge at work. I mean, it pops up if I ever open up, like, anything from, like, an email. It pops up in Microsoft Edge, and they will not deactivate it.
We need DuckDuckGo to sponsor us. We've plugged them twice in a row now.
Hey. Well, I'm opening DuckDuckGo right now, so.
Your grandma, babe, is sending us a box. There are 8 masks, 2 each, for you and Q. 2 each for Brian and Fontaine. Also Quentin's yearly coin and Trump certs.
Oh boy.
That's coming.
Oh boy. Never mind. Oh yeah, it's 2021. Duh.
How far from Brian? Here, got so many questions on these.
Anyways, back to what we were originally talking
about. Yeah, now that Katie's absorbed in her phone.
Hold on. Antique sterling silver bumblebee salt and pepper shakers. Yeah. Let's see.
When his grandma takes us back, we've got to text her back.
What time is your wedding? How far from Brian?
You're out for five.
Say like, why does it matter? Okay, anyway. So, reason of did.
Grandma has him speechless.
Ah.
I can't believe you just trying to put that whole microphone in your mouth.
He's practicing for later.
Yeah, remember? Because he doesn't choke.
Yeah. He's too much of a pro.
No, if anyone's too much of a pro, that would be Josh.
Disappearing sausage.
I don't know. Maybe Tasia.
No. Nope.
Oh, no. You would have to be there for when he swallows a hot dog whole.
Ew. That sounds terrible. I don't like hot dogs.
So our flat earther is mentally ill.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
There is a mental disconnect up there, and their brains are not firing on all cylinders.
No.
Yes.
Ooh,
no.
Jinx.
Yes.
Damn. The synchronicity.
Sister, whatever.
Telepathy.
Yep.
Do you have ESPN?
Just like.
Can you get Sirius XM?
No, our foreheads aren't big enough, unlike your ex. Sorry.
Yo. Whoa. Damn. Shots fired.
It's just like that cheer competition telepathy too with yesterday. We had the cheer comp.
Shit, I'm to pour socks up from across the fucking complex.
You wouldn't understand.
No, but seriously, it makes sense. We can't get SiriusXM and ESPN. Our foreheads aren't big enough. But the people...
Because satellites aren't real.
Exactly. But the people that have the huge ass foreheads.
Except for your exes.
Like your ex. No, I'm getting there. Is the people who have the foreheads like your ex and that one dude that was here last time?
He did have
he had a pretty big forehead. Satellites.
So, hold on.
They're
his defense,
ones.
He had no hair.
I was going to say, when you're as bald as he is, where does the forehead stop and the scalp begin?
But your dad, though, your dad doesn't have hair on the top of his head, and he does not have a big forehead.
True.
Hey, it's okay, Q. We both dated fucking Roger.
Basically, what I'm saying, satellites are fake. The people with the big-ass foreheads, like your ex, are the ones that get the intermissions and the transmissions, and they relay it to the government.
Yep.
So you're saying everyone that's got a big fucking forehead is a robot?
Yeah, they just don't know it. They've been conditioned that way since they were so young.
Well, that explains Cartman. It.
Yep.
And the fiery, yeah.
I'm
the fiery satellite that comes shooting out of his ass.
So, anyway, let's get back into like some of these theories of flat Earth and why people seem to believe in it, I guess would be a good like wording. I don't know. Humans are mistaken when they see the curvature of the Earth while flying. Anybody? Nothing? Anybody? Somebody? Please?
Yeah, I got this.
Okay, what you got?
So I have a really, really, really smart friend. Like, he's crazy smart. Let's just go that. But
so he's got his he's getting his master's in aerodynamics.
His second master's. Oh. I forgot what his first master's is in, but yes, this is his second master's, and it's going to be in aerodynamics. He's also a pilot in the Air Force. Anyways, I was curious about this because if the Earth is flat, then initially, like they claim, when they put a level on an airplane, it'll stay perfectly even because it's flat. And you're flying in a flat motion, right?
Until you hit turbulence.
Nope. That turbulence isn't a thing.
Yes, it is.
No, stop. So anyway,
yes, it is.
This airplane is flying flat over the Earth, okay? That's why when there's a level on it, it is flat to the Earth, so that's why it is completely level, okay?
Perpendicular.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, well, if that's the case, why is it that planes fly up then a little bit, but then it's like nose up a little bit, but no, they don't look like they're flying nose up, right? So what's the point? Basically, he's super smart, and he says that all planes have a 2 to 4 degree variation of nose up, so it's so slight that you can't really see the nose going up, but all planes do fly with a 2 to 4 degree variance of an upward motion. So the reason why they fly upward like that is to go around.
Compensate for the curve.
Yep, compensate for the curve of the Earth. No plane ever just flies flat, he says.
The Earth is not a planet. His claim is clearly one of the bigger ones, you know, of course. Not a planet. It's a disc.
Mm-hmm.
However, people actually state that our planet is not a planet at all. sorry. Facebook's trying to hack all of us. Wow. We've totally derailed this whole fucking back half of this episode, haven't we?
Not me.
Sorry, no. I just wanted to let you know that that was a fake account.
Okay.
Just so you don't get any shit going on.
Okay. I'll go take care of it real quick.
What was a fake account?
Somebody has made a ghost account of my grandmother's account, and what first set me off was the fact that
it says class of 2020 around the photo.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Here, I'll report it real quick. Let's see, report. Pretending to be someone. Friend.
Okay. I have the Flat Earth Bible pulled up.
Do it.
It's from lockhaven.edu.
Ooh, oh, it's an educational web page.
Ooh. Ooh. We ain't going with the comms.
.com.
Okay, let's see. You want to know how this first thing starts out? Some readers have misinterpreted this document, supposing that Bob Schwedwald is defending the idea that the Earth is flat. That was not his intent. Some fundamentalist Christians are uncomfortable with the many passages in the Old Testament that seem the earth is round and evidence that the earth is round and spinning ball. See, the earth around spinning ball. So they rationalize and reinterpret these passages to defend their faith to their Bible is without error.
So this basically references chapters and stuff like that from the Bible, like in Psalms 93:1, thou has fixed the earth immovable and firm.
Or like Psalms 104:5.
Mm-hmm.
104:5. Thou didn't fix the earth on its foundation so that it can never be shaken. Then what are earthquakes?
Exactly. What are earthquakes?
It's the plates moving.
It's a tectonic movement.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
You jackasses. No.
Yes.
Well, then what is it?
Somebody bumped the table that the container's sitting on.
Oh.
No. No. It's somebody trying to get the pool ball to move.
Then why do we? What are all the after? The aftershocks.
Screw that. You know what? We're not even on a pool ball. We're in a fucking pinball machine.
But
somebody's trying
about
to beat the high score, ding, so they're ding, bumping ding, the ding, table.
Hold on, guys. I'm gonna totally debunk you right here. So you said this is a Flat Earth Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the publication date of this?
Old. Oh, I don't know about this.
Shit.
No. So this is an article explaining how people interpret the Bible to saying that the Earth is flat.
Okay, but back when when Aristotle first said that, so this was 87 and 95, this article was. But back in like the 300s BC, before Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what BC means. I just clarify that. So back in the 300 BC, Aristotle's the one that first confirmed that, yes, the earth was round. Back then, they were writing on slab.
But you got to remember that people were persecuted for saying that the earth was not the center of the universe.
I know, but Aristotle wasn't. He lived a long, good life.
I'm just saying.
I know, but what I'm saying is Aristotle confirmed that the earth was round way back before there was any sort of holy text or any sort of written word, right?
When was the Bible written? When was the actual Bible written?
Let's search it real quick.
Because that might answer some questions. But some other ones, like Isaiah 48:13. With my right hand, I formed the expanse of the sky. That doesn't make too much.
Okay, so it says that the Old Testament is the original Hebrew Bible, the sacred scriptures of the Jewish faith, written at different times between 1200 and 165 BC.
So it is the Jews' fault.
Yep.
Yeah, so the Bible was written before Aristotle proved that the earth was round. Right? Capiche?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so now we've settled that. And that's the other thing, too, is like, you know, I grew up in a religious household. I believe the earth is not flat. At least based on a religious predilection.
Agreed.
I never gathered that the Earth was flat based off of religion.
You totally just killed her.
No. Based off of religion. Okay. Now that doesn't mean that there isn't other supporting stuff, but based off of religion, I never gathered that the Earth was flat.
Okay, my biggest question is, why does it matter if the Earth is flat, or the Earth is round, or it's a cube, or whatever? Why does it matter?
Because people don't like being lied to. They think they're being lied to.
Okay, but what is the... Let's say NASA is lying to all of us about the round Earth, right? Okay, fine. What... Behind every lie, there's got to be a reason for the lie, i.e. they get some sort of monetary gain. They don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. They don't want to offend somebody, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what is NASA's purpose for lying about the Earth being round? What are they gaining from just the statement that this Earth is round, here are the pictures, this is my proof, so believe it? What are they gaining from feeding us all that lie?
Let's find out.
That's the thing. Like, what is the basis behind that lie?
Let's see if I can find fucking paywalls. Goddamn, fuck you.
P.S. We have no Bezos comments yet.
Oh, fact for the week.
I'm working on it.
Fact for the week, Bezos stepped down.
All right, well, I guess we're going to do this now.
No, you
sorry, that was just a little bit of a side quest. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're making talk while you figure out my answer.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, why lie about round Earth?
Yeah.
Reasons why NASA might be lying to us. TheRichest.com.
Oh boy.
Doesn't sound very...
Well, I'm opening the page. We're going to see what they have to say.
Richest.com. World's most entertaining site. Oh, Lord. Okay. This is where we're going with this. Oh, great.
Damn, you really on the right do belong page? With the flat earthers.
Yep, you're on the right page.
Flat Earth.
The one I have pulled up is, has NASA been lying to us about 15 reasons they might be?
15 facts about the redneck who wants to prove the Earth is flat.
My kind of people. Crazy redneck built stream powered.
Yeah, and it blew up and killed him.
Oh, God.
So, number 15, theories that the moon landing was faked.
15 stupid flat earth arguments and memes. Oh, we got to pull this up.
20 stupid memes created by flat earthers.
We're going to put all these on Instagram.
Why is it called sea level? See, it's That's a stupid joke. Guys, why is it called sea level?
Because the sea is level.
See, it's level.
Okay, wait. If the Earth is spinning around the sun and the sun is hurtling through space at 67,000 miles per hour, then how come the constellations have not changed in thousands of years?
Okay. The stars we see in the sky are not close by to begin with, and yes, everything is moving, but we've only been observing the stars for a few thousand years. And that's no time at all in the universe. If you have a few hundred thousand years to sit around and wait, you will see the constellations change. I know it's difficult, flat earthers, but try to keep up. Fascinating, isn't it? Those who take the time to research flat earth become flat earthers.
The only way to become a flat earther is to try to prove that the earth's a globe.
Let's see. If the sun is 93 million miles away, how are the clouds behind it? Oh, Lord, they're not.
It's an optical illusion!
Refraction.
Optical illusion.
I don't. This one, this picture right here is the only one that shows a cloud behind the sun.
No, they all do.
No, those are in front of it.
No, there's clouds behind it, baby. Like going behind
oh,
it.
Oh. Boo.
Optical illusion.
What okay. No, go on.
What is known as an optical illusion, people, when you photograph the sun, which is incredibly bright, it appears flat white because of the maximum brightness the camera can handle. If there was something transparent in front of the sun, like clouds, it will let light through, which means it appears that in that moment, the clouds are behind the sun. It takes about 2 minutes to wrap your mind around this one, a bit longer if you're a flat earther.
Okay, Quentin, you're a photographer. Is that true? Do you agree with that? That the light would be filtering through? You take pictures. You're really good at it. You do landscaping, too.
So, I'll give it to you this way, okay? If you have a really bright light and a fog machine, you can see all of the fog around the light, but if you're staring directly at the light, you cannot see the fog. Same concept.
I'll read this next one. The globe, the foundation for evolution, the Big Bang,
atheism,
alien seeding, paganism, and the occult, the new world order, and satanic world control. The flat earth, described in the Bible, validates the Bible, scientifically proven, points to God alone as creator, blows Satan's deceptions wide open. Now do you see why they are lying?
Flat earthers believe the flat plane we live on is encased in a dome, sometimes referred to as the firmament or the vault of heaven.
Told you.
A realm overseen by God. And if you are wondering, like I was, per the author, about why our planet would be the only one that looks this way, don't worry. They have an answer for that, too. Their argument is that they have only ever seen round planets. Therefore, we think only round planets exist. They would like us to believe that we are special and not a random occurrence created by the Big Bang. We're all special.
You can't really say this one because they got to see the picture, but...
Yeah, that one's hard.
If you Google Earth from space, you will notice that in the image results, every picture looks like a cartoon or CGI. Photoshopped.
That's saying that the Earth is fake or that the globe is fake.
Well, yeah, the claims that there are no real photos of Earth from space is just bogus.
Oh, they really use this argument. I see the sun directly above my head in the sky here in the UK. So how does someone at the bottom of South Africa see the sun directly above their heads at the same time when they are underneath me on the spinning ball Earth? This is how. And it can only work when we are both standing on a flat, even surface looking up in the sun directly above us.
The angles, like we talked about earlier.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been indoctrinated. This is totally impossible. If the Earth is spinning at a speed of 1,000 miles an hour, if you think this ash cloud is spinning with the Earth's 1,000 mile per hour speed, you have been successfully indoctrinated. Oh, Lordy. Antarctica, the 360 ice wall.
See? Rings.
Let's see. This is how much proof there is of curvature. Zero, zilch, nada, nothing. Oh, whatever. The lie versus the truth.
Well, I just pulled up an interesting page once we're done with this one.
Yeah, let's find another one.
I gotta pee. I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Well, actually, you know what? We'll just take a quick break real quick because we're about up on time on this one. So, yeah. So, we'll take a quick break real quick and get back into it. And we're back.
Woo!
Just like that.
And
like we never left.
And just like that, the Earth is not flat.
Yes. It is. It
no,
is a
it isn't.
Fucking cube, and cubes are flat.
Okay, we're going to get into 15 things that would happen if the Earth actually was flat.
See, you're changing the subject. You can't even answer my question all the way, Quentin.
No, we're going to hash out why you're just fucking wrong.
False.
All right, the Earth isn't flat. We know this. We do. Do we?
No.
I totally believe, and I've already brought this up.
No.
Number 15. It. We would not have mountains.
Oh, fucking Christ. Here we go.
Mountains again.
No, it's not mountains. It's mountains. There's a T in there.
It's mountains.
Shut up. I'm from
There's
fucking
no
Utah.
Goddamn T
yeah.
in mountains.
Yeah. Mountains.
The one this one is rather straightforward. If the Earth is actually flat, there wouldn't be mountains, ranges, or hills, or anything occurring, or any specific formation. Therefore, you enjoy mountain climbing, nature hikes, or even enjoying looking at various peaks or valleys around the world would be extremely grateful that if the world wasn't flat.
Okay, number 14, we would fall away from the edge, not off. End of the controversy. If Earth was somehow to transform to a state of flatness without us noticing, one of the most interesting occurrences would be what theoretically would happen near the edge of the planet. Instead of falling off the edge, us simple humans would float off into space and not straight down. Interesting, right? Imagine floating off and humming, and we're all... and we'll all float on, okay? Oh, shit. All right.
Number 13, it would be it would be practically the only naturally flat object in the sky. If the Earth would turn flat, well, it would literally be the only natural flat object found in the sky, and universe proper as we know it, while our technology isn't advanced far enough to explore much of the universe or even survey our own galaxy in a timely manner, we have yet to find a naturally flat star. Therefore, Earth would become the first flat planet to be flat, making it the trendsetter, go-getter of the universe. Science also proves that
provides a plethora of reasons as to why planetary objects are naturally spherical. Number 12, there would only be afternoon showers. If the world were flat, the only rain we would see would occur in the afternoon. This would be due to the solar heating of land areas creating a breeze from waterfronts, forcing air along the edge of the breeze, causing the formation of gentle showers or the occasional mild thunderstorm. So for those of you romantics, Tasia, where someone knocks on the door at night, leading their lover to the opening door and seeing them soaked in rain at night. Yeah, that would be totally unrealistic. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hate to break it to you.
This is not my thing, thanks.
Oh. You don't want to kiss in the rain?
No, if never mind.
You don't want to lick that dude's bald head?
Not continuing with where I'm going. That's a little too
we wouldn't have number 11. We wouldn't have seasons. No tilt, no seasons.
Bullshit.
This might be good news for climate change. Yes, that's real too.
Don't start. Oh, we're going to start right fucking now. Al Gore, we're coming after you.
Due to the entire planet being exposed to the exact same sunlight all the time, and there not being a spherical rotation of the Earth, there would be one season all year long. Climate scientists and weather persons in suits on your local broadcast, storm chasers, and all weather-related individuals would be out of a job, since the weather would likely never change. Well, anywhere. Ever.
That's why I said rain is not actually precipitation from the clouds. It is the government dumping it on us.
Yeah, that sounds a bit boring. The one benefit it would have is the lack of extremely damaging storms and unpredictable weather patterns.
Number 10. We'd probably get a little warm. Is it getting hot in here? Oh, yeah, wait, it's just me.
It's steamy.
Ooh, steamy?
keep that on that side of the table. I want nothing to do with it.
Come here, big boy.
No.
You're the one that said,
no, you two handle that on your own. I want nothing to do with it. Sorry. Anyway, we'd probably get a little warm. This terrifying bit of science tells of an immediate disaster that would occur if our world was flattened. On our spherical world, heat and radioactivity are concentrated at our molten core. If the world were flat, the concentration of heat and pressure would have to go somewhere. That somewhere would be the surface of the planet, which would end up being what burned us all into tiny crisps. You like chips? I like chips. It's like when my mom made asparagus chips by accident. It's a whole other story. That somewhere... So there wouldn't be any time for flat earthers to gloat if the planet were to magically flatten. They would have been wrong anyway, because we all together would have gone rather quickly. Talk about climate change.
Well, that actually makes sense, because I'm getting a little childish here, but isn't like a fart or a burp, technically, I told you, isn't that technically concentration of heat and pressure? And it has to go somewhere, so obviously it comes out of our body.
I don't know, I farted the other day and it was wet and warm.
Well, moving on. No more hurricanes, here's to you, FSU fans.
Yeah!
Florida State University fans and students will rejoice at this news.
Go Gators.
If the world were to mysteriously turn flat, there wouldn't be any more hurricanes. While we may not directly be speaking of the Miami hurricanes, this is an interesting piece of science. With the flat with the Earth no longer rotating, since it would be flat, there wouldn't be a spinning motion to move storm systems, meaning there wouldn't be any hurricanes nor large pressure systems bearing rain. Therefore, every time a major low pressure system rolls through your neighborhood,
have a sigh of relief because you will have proof the Earth is still round.
Number 8.
Say goodbye to the atmosphere.
This house... Well, man, why do I get all the grim ones?
Hold on. You're wrong about the hurricanes.
Okay, mind you, we're getting this off of the richest, so we're not like...
Okay, well, I'm getting directly from the Flat Earth Society, duh.
I don't give a flying hoot.
It's .org.
It's a .org.
Well, just because they're an organization.
Find the wiki link at the bottom of that article for me real quick.
You know what? I don't need to because it says wiki.tfes.org.
There you go.
Anyways, according to the reason why hurricanes are is due to the Coriolis effect. Duh.
The hell is that?
Rotation of storms. Yeah.
So basically, why do hurricanes...
Oh, we watched a video on this last night, but somebody was asleep.
Yeah, come on. We were... No, I saw your little look. We were studying at the University of YouTube, and you missed it.
Yeah, sorry.
You're not going to graduate.
So anyways, in the northern... The Coriolis effect says in the northern hemisphere...
But anyway, the Coriolis effect isn't real. I was picking up on what Gage was getting at. Sorry, I cut him off before I had an opportunity to finish.
Well... No, it's a Coriolis effect.
No, it's not real.
Yes.
No, it's not.
No.
Okay, so then you guys are saying hurricanes just happen because the water decides to...
Well, if the Earth is flat, then the Coriolis effect doesn't... It's not a justified effect.
Yeah. Duh. Well,
I know. So the Coriolis effect says in the northern hemisphere, wind systems rotate counterclockwise. And in the southern hemisphere, systems will rotate clockwise.
There is no southern hemisphere.
Yeah, there is no southern hemisphere.
I know. That's why I'm saying.
So that page is all a lie.
No, this is my flat
because
Earth page.
Because even the flat Earth page say that there is no southern hemisphere.
They're contradicting themselves.
Yeah. We've already come across
so
that
once.
So
then why do hurricanes go counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere and clockwise in the southern hemisphere?
They don't.
Shut up.
There's no southern hemisphere.
You can think of a hurricane as a spinning column of air that stretches from sea level to about 45,000 feet. Over much of this depth, air flows counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere and clockwise in the southern hemisphere. To understand why, let's consider the rotation of the Earth. We know the Earth spins along an invisible axis from west to east, but... If we look at it differently, something interesting jumps out.
See, this page is making no sense.
Yeah, because the hurricanes spin in the same direction as the Earth's hemispheres as viewed from the poles. So they're located, that they are located in. So it's not a coincidence. The atmosphere is attached to the spinning Earth, and as a result, every column of Earth is also spinning. When that inherent spin is concentrated, this happens.
I feel like this page is wrong. There's a lot of this that's just not making sense because everything we've talked about up until this point, the Earth is flat and it doesn't have a rotation.
So then why is the Flat Earth Society saying that there's actually hemispheres?
Exactly. This page is very contradicting.
I know. I'm trying to navigate this website because it's a little...
All right. Anyway, while you're doing that, fuck the atmosphere. Number 8, say goodbye to it. This outcome would also be rather devastating if the world were to somehow magically flatten overnight. The big squeeze. The far sides of our sphere would go closer to the new center of the world, while the endpoints would spread out. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you flatten a ball out, it gets bigger.
Yep.
What this means is the gravity, even though it doesn't exist, would dramatically change. The surface gravity would drop in the center and nearly disappear at the edges. This level of change would cause the atmosphere to literally float off into space. No. We're gonna blow the top off this bitch. Meaning all life on Earth would disappear with it. Now that's rather depressing. It is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad now. I'm gonna need counseling after this.
Number 7.
I got you. You want all 30 life, minutes or an hour?
All life would float away.
45.
Okay.
If the Earth were to turn flat magically and stay that way, thanks Gandalf, there wouldn't be any life on Earth. Unless the wizard magically decided to change the laws of science itself. Why is that so?
Science is fake.
Not only would the atmosphere of the planet float away into space, it would literally be followed by everything else that isn't directly attached to the surface, meaning water, and all living things would be taking an immediate one-way trip to Space Mountain.
We get to go to Disney?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. There wouldn't be any there wouldn't be any weather either. Since the weather is determined by the atmosphere and a number of other different science things.
Oh boy, you would have endless sight.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sword of Omens, give me the sight beyond sight.
I'm sure I could draw a tarot card.
I have the power. Thundercats. We wouldn't need the Sword of Omens to have the sight beyond sight if the world were to turn flat.
Are you sure?
Why?
Well, the reason for that, thank you for asking, would be on clear days you would see forever as the planet would be an endless plain. A boat wouldn't disappear, hills wouldn't distort vision or nor anything of that sort. Earth's curvature, along with limited human eyesight, are the factors of which cause objects to disappear into the distance. Cool, right? Now give me back my Sword of Omens, goddammit!
No, I want it.
Wow!
Number 5, we'd all see the same shooting star, make a wish.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are...
You gotta sing the song.
Wow, you're taking over my reading.
Wait, hold on. Let me see my phone. I need a phone. Okay, hold on. We're just gonna sum this up.
I could really use a wish right now. Wish right now.
Fine, I'll let you finish that one and I'll read 4.
Hold on.
Are you using Siri?
No.
Are you using a predictive
No, I really want to listen to that fucking song. Thanks, stupid page.
That airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I could really use a wish right now. Wish right now.
Anyway, you get it.
Don't worry, Haley. We got you. If the world were flat, we'd all see the same shooting star, constellations in the same sky at the same time. How so? Well, we'd have the same day and night period due to the Earth not having any curvature at all.
All right. Surf's up. Our oceans would float off the edge. What was your question, babe?
Oh, nothing. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I promise I'm listening, guys. I'm on the socials trying to
make
it look better.
You're good. All right, that's right. Earth would immediately lose all of its oceans. Ice wall, disproved. Sorry. In case there are some who have not noticed, the flat surface can have some issues with objects falling off of it. Plus, if the Earth was flat, cats would have knocked everything off of it by now, just so you know.
Sure.
Because cats are assholes. Unless there is a large object to obstruct its path. The Earth were to turn flat, the oceans would flow off into space due to there not being any gigantic walls to keep water from staying in on our planet. So that's where the ice wall theory is supported. So if you enjoy swimming, showers, or drinking water, a flat Earth would make all of those rather difficult. Sorry, Gage, I know you value your pampered man showers.
Yeah, but hey! Have you seen his hair, though? I mean, he has better hair than any of us. So.
This is very true. Or, at least, hey, you know what?
Good hair.
Those last few waves would be pretty sweet, though.
No, they'd be killer.
And coming to 3, cats would knock everything off the edge.
I didn't even know that was coming up next.
You ever notice how cats can be jerks? Can you imagine a flat Earth where there is an ultimate edge? Yeah, cats would knock everything off. The stairs. They're saying emotion at the floated off into the abyss of space. Can you imagine how awful they would be if this were the case? I'm sorry. You'd like to be this glass
you like this glass Janice?
Oh, but you bought me dry food and the dog wet food? Say bye-bye to the glass. Yes, I'm having a bit of fun. The expense of all of cats, but they are really like destroying things. Flat Planet would only encourage their debauchery further.
All right, 2, say goodbye to the ozone layer.
Bye-bye. What ozone layer?
We tried to get rid of it with CFCs. The government shut it down a while ago.
They're still trying to do it. It's called DEF fluid.
DEFCON.
We already see the effects caused by tiny holes in the ozone layer. I know, it's sad. Al Gore had a real problem with it. If the Earth were to turn flat, the entire ozone layer would disappear overnight. Why? Do we know why? Well, let me explain why. The Earth would be unable to maintain a magnetic field without a moving core, and there would be no way to block incoming radiation without a magnetic field. Duh, it's a force field. Hello. So yes, we could be doomed to an extremely painful existence if the Earth were flat and we were exposed to full power of the sun's rays. Not sure there's an SPF level strong enough to protect protect against.
Hurry, Darth Vader, save us. Use your force field.
The Earth would literally explode.
Remember what happened to Alderaan and you Star Wars buffs?
Yeah, that would happen to Earth without the aid of the Death Star.
Oh, man.
If your planet would transform into a pancake, gravity would attempt to force the planet to transform back to a sphere, and it would do so in an immeasurable amount of force and energy. The amount of force would literally cause the planet to collapse in on itself and explode, leading to a catastrophic result. There isn't a known material that is strong enough to survive an event. This would all occur in over an hour.
Well, if you ask Elon Musk, you know, it's stainless steel is the answer to that. Just so you know.
Oh.
Runs on WD-40. Best material in the world.
Water displacement 40.
On Elon Musk. Fuck Jeff Bezos.
Piece of shit.
Stepped away from his CEO position of Amazon. Why? So he can focus on his leftist media bullshit that is the Washington Post. He owns the Washington Post, right? Is that what it is?
I will fact check you on that.
It's Washington something. I know he owns some news.
I'm searching right now.
Let's see. Well, we've got a couple minutes left, so let's see what else we can find here. Let's talk about this crazy redneck that builds a steam-powered rocket to prove the Earth is flat. Why not? We like rednecks.
We love rednecks, actually.
Flat earthers will do anything to prove us commoners wrong regarding the
shape.
We
are rednecks, guys.
I know, I was just going to make that joke.
The shape of our planet. That's why this man built a steam rocket. Steam rocket. And let's just think about this for a second.
To fact check you, yes, it is the Washington Post.
Love it when I'm right. If you believe the Earth was flat and you wanted to prove it, how would you go about doing it? Anybody?
No.
Mm-mm.
Nobody? Nothing? All right.
Because first off, I wouldn't build a steam-powered rocket. That just sounds like a really big kaboom.
Well, then you wouldn't be friends with our guy, Mike Hughes, over here. Because he built a homemade rocket so he could find out for himself. The 60-year-old... Holy fuck, all right. This is a loaded article. The 61-year-old limousine driver in California planning to prove the world is flat by launching himself in a rocket built in his garage from meager funds and scrap parts. With a launch date... I love how they give him credit of a launch date. Of Saturday, November 25th, 2017, Hughes will be fine-tuning his steam-powered rocket right up until launch time. That's right, steam-powered. This guy plans to get into outer space using 19th-century technology. Oh, Lord.
Ah, well, at least the rocket looked kind
of
cool.
Post a picture of this thing on the social media when you do it. According to Hughes, who has no formal training in science or engineering or anything else remotely academic, you know what? I bet he can tell you exactly how many numbers of beers it takes to get drunk.
Oh, I bet he can.
His rocket will reach a top speed of 500 miles an hour. Oh, boy.
Which roughly...
That's what? About two-thirds the speed of sound, right?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay. And reach a maximum altitude of 1,800 feet. Not high enough.
Mm-mm.
After being launched from a heavily modified mobile home trailer.
Oh, wow.
Hughes and Rocket will follow a ballistic path that takes them a mile out into the Mojave Desert before a parachute opens and the man and machine gently descend back to Earth. Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. According to Hughes' website, the launch will be at Amboy, California, and it will not be open to the public. Oh, damn it. Well, plus this hasn't been 2 seconds. Anyway. It will, however, be available to watch via pay-per-view streaming.
Oh, wow.
Look at this fucking death trap. Hughes' website also has a link to Flat Earth Society videos, along with a headline that reads, "The only man in history to design, build, and launch himself in a rocket." Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll shut the door on this ball Earth, Hughes said during a fundraiser with a Flat Earth group. It seems Hughes is a recent convert. Oh, boy. He's a recent convert to flat earthism,
after his 2014 launch that ended with Hughes' rocket crashing and him requiring weeks to recover, he launched a Kickstarter campaign to upgrade his rocket and prepare for his second launch. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That campaign raised 310 of its $150,000 goal. Following that, Hughes found the Flat Earth Society to be and began to make overtures to them. On a recent Flat Earth Community web show, Hughes called in and announced his agreement with their tenants. "We were kind of looking for new sponsors for this, and I'm a believer in the Flat Earth," Hughes said. I researched it for several months. Months. Now, mind you, this guy was probably so drunk all the time that those months probably felt like years. A subsequent GoFundMe campaign organized by the Flat Earthers raised nearly $8,000 for Hughes. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Now, Hughes has painted painted Research Flat Earth in solidarity with his new cohort and plans to launch his $20,000 rocket on Saturday.
It's only worth $20,000?
He's got the Elon Musk, like, you know, thought process going. Launch it cheap. Hughes acknowledged the inherent risks with his plan in a recent interview with the Associated Press. Man, the AP went and talked to this dude. "It's scary as hell," Hughes said, "but none of us are getting out of this world alive." No truer words have been spoken. Although most of us don't try to meet our end strapped to a homemade steam-powered rocket ship. I want to know what happened with this. Hughes' death? Did he die? Holy shit. It killed him. Mad Mike Hughes killed in a homemade rocket crash.
Ouch.
I know this is from Wikipedia, but let's see.
Do they have video footage?
Oh, yeah. 2020 launch and death on February 22nd. Hey, it's my mom's birthday.
Oh, wow.
On February 22nd, 2020, Hughes died in Barstow, California, following the crash of a rocket he was piloting. Built by Hughes and his collaborator, Waldo Stakes, during the launch of the rocket's parachute, which was designed for landing, appeared to deploy early and detach from the craft. A witness at the launch, freelance journalist Justin Chapman, said the rocket appeared to rub against the launch apparatus, perhaps tearing the parachutes. The launch event was being filmed for the Science Channel television series Homemade Astronauts, in which Hughes was to star. Following Hughes' death, Darren Schuster, his public relations representative, stated, "We used Flat Earth as a PR stunt. Flat Earth allows us to give much publicity that we keep going. I know he didn't believe in Flat Earth, and it was a shtick." Holy shit.
Way to go, Waldo. Your rocket failed.
Oh my God. Hold on.
When school isn't a place you have to be, why not go to school where remote learning can be as remote as...
Shit! The parachutes didn't even make it 75 feet off of the launch. Shit, They ripped off.
That's the parachutes right there. And that's the rocket up there.
His steam-powered rocket, when he launched it, the parachutes got ripped off.
I will make sure I link this whole thing for everyone on the socials.
Here, hold on. I muted it, but watch this shit.
3, 2, 1.
There's the parachute.
Bye, parachute.
There he goes. Oh, my God. I feel bad that he died, but, like... Holy
play
shit.
Play stupid games, get stupid prizes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
At least he died doing his dream.
Bert's construction.
Holy shit. Like, that sucks that he died, but look at this. This is madness. Jesus Christ Almighty.
Wow.
Yeah, by no means are we mocking this dude's death, but like,
wow.
Holy shit.
Hey, Waldo, you put the parachutes in the wrong spot, bud. Waldo, you fucked up.
So, that's our introduction to Flat Earth, I guess. It's going to be an interesting month.
Mm-hmm.
Any closing thoughts from anybody?
This is going to be a real interesting month. And
y'all need to tell us, what do you think we believe? Like, Katie, Quentin, me, Gage, what do you think we believe when it comes to this flat Earth?
Yeah.
Are we rounded? Are we cube? Like, seriously, let us know.
Are we a bunch of globe cucks? Are we some flurfs? What are we?
Do we have no fucking idea what we're talking about? Like, we're just...
I like turtles.
Well, we know that about Gage, but, you know. The rest of us, what do you think? Seriously, email us.
SkepticBelieverPod@gmail.com. Let us know what you think.
You can also message us on Instagram.
Skep_pod.
I'm updating that right now, and it's going to look so much better, guys.
And then we have a Facebook, too.
Skeptic Believer Podcast on Facebook.
Or
just search Skeptic Believer Podcast on Google. We're the second hit on Google.
Seriously, you search us, but make sure you keep the words right, because there's the Believer Skeptic, and then there's the Skeptic Believer. We are Skeptic Believer. Second search, we got this.
You'll see our album, our four mugs.
Yep.
On the album.
The wonderful Katie drew.
Yep. Courtesy of Katie and her amazing
artistic abilities.
It's called sketching.
It's called Photoshop, remember?
It's all a sham. It's not real.
Yeah. And hey, you know what? While you're on Instagram, give us a follow. Mm-hmm. Long.Quinton.
Katie_Hackbarth. HACKB as in Bravo, ARTH. Don't get that wrong.
Spider, SPYDIER.
Teja?
Oh, I thought he had more. Mine's simple. Teja May Hackbarth.
May, M-A-E.
M-A-E, yeah.
And hey, don't forget to tell him how to spell your first name.
Yeah, it's T-A-S-Y-A. I know, I have the best, most unique name here. I get it.
My name's spelled with an I. Oh, yeah, I guess I should preface that. LONG.QUINTIN.
No, you are Aunt Twinton. It's spelled with a T.
He's and a male, and he is an aunt. He is Aunt Twinton.
I love that girl to death.
All right, guys. This is broadcasting from hell. We will be back with you here soon, next weekend, and I hope you all have a good week.
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday.
Woo!
Not watching.
Well, regardless, Super Bowl Sunday.
It's more for the food.
Go party. Have fun. Don't drink and drive. We'll catch y'all in the next one.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Social distance. Wear your masks.
Or don't.
We really don't care.
Distance. Do what you please.
Yep. Do what you want, not what the government wants.
Live your life to the fullest. Live, laugh, love.
Fuck Bezos.
There it is.
Fuck Bezos.
Well, technically, you could.
2024, we're going to Mars.
Bye.
See ya.